today is Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2017. And I'm Adam C. You're wondering, you're like, Adam, it's Thursday, the 23rd of February. Why do you not know what date it is? What alternate universe do you live in? But once again, I'm pre-recording a show because this is what I've learned from Big Fatty. If I've learned nothing from Big Fatty, this is what I've learned from Big Fatty. The thing that I have learned from Big Fatty, how many more times can I say Big Fatty? You see, the Big Fatty Online program is a show where this guy named Big Fatty, he talks about his life, and sometimes it's mundane, sometimes it's gross, sometimes it involves lemon chicken soup and a special chair. But the thing that I've learned from Big Fatty is that anyone can take any kind of mundanity, and I made up that word, by the way, anyone can take any amount of mundanity. I'm thinking spontaneity and mundane, and so I'm mashing them together. So mundanity, if you keep that into a small enough package. So basically what I'm saying is Big Fatty has a small package that you can take in small doses. Is what I'm saying. Regardless. So I put out this little show and I've been trying to do 2 a week, which I've failed. As usual, I have failed, but I'm trying to put it out in small packages because I don't want to hurt anyone with my girth. And so I'm trying to shrink it down a little bit into manageable pieces, you know, because like I said, if there's nothing more that I've learned for Big Fatty is that people like it in small packages. So that's why I'm doing that. So I'm recording 2 episodes in a night, and this is what I normally do, or this is what I'm going to be doing to make sure that I have a show in the can so that I can get a show out for everyone. And I predict with my predictive powers, I'm predicting that this show will be released on Thursday, which is going to be the 23rd of February. So I'm just letting you guys, if you get it on a different day, I'm sorry. That Blue Jeans guy joined the chat room and he is saying he's had a power bottom tell me that the small packages hurt more. I'm going to disagree with that power bottom because I had the biggest package of a boyfriend for 7 years and it didn't even fit and it hurt like a mofo. But I've had small ones that were, you know, manageable. So there you go. Regardless, Big Fatty taught me all of that. If you want to know more about Big Fatty, you can go over to BigFattyOnline.com. And I've been told you want to make sure the online is on there. I'm not sure, but, you know. So Valentine's Day happened, and I wanted to talk to you guys about that. So I decided, Mark and I have been dieting, and Mark is down to like the size. Okay, he was already skinny. And for any of you who went to Pride 48 about a year and a half ago and met Mark, you'll know that he's a skinny little Asian guy. But he, I think it was just, he either wasn't telling me and thought that I was getting enormous, or at the very least, he was trying to be supportive, or both. I'm not really sure. But for whatever reason, he decided that he was going to go on a diet with me because I've been trying to get down to my fighting weight, we'll just say. And we've been working out. I mean, you know, I work out all the time, but I always struggle with the diet part of it. Like, I mean, I'm working out. But if you work out for an hour and then you go eat a triple cheeseburger at Whataburger, like it doesn't even out. Like an hour of working out does not counteract a triple cheeseburger. I'm going to tell you that right now. So you end up still gaining weight or gaining fat, not muscle, but fat. You gain fat. And I gain fat around my middle. I think I'm pear shaped. I don't know, whatever it is. But we went on this diet and Mark has lost more weight than me, probably. Not more weight than me, but he's reduced his body fat by quite a bit more than I've reduced. I don't know why. I mean, we're eating the same food. We're doing basically low carb, high protein, et cetera, et cetera. I've had so many roasted Brussels sprouts and broccoli and asparagus and sugar snap peas. Now, sugar snap peas has the word sugar in it, but this diet I got on muscleandfitness.com says green veggies. And sugar snap peas are green, so I'm going with it. The only thing that I do that I think may be suspect is I use a lot of balsamic vinegar. And I had this really good aged Italian balsamic vinegar that was like syrupy. I mean, you know, you get the balsamic vinegar that's just like water. But this balsamic vinegar was, I mean, it was like motor oil consistency. It was so good. But it had like 12 carbs per tablespoon or something. But I mean, I just sprinkled a little bit of it over the vegetables when I was roasting them because it adds a little, you know, a little whatever, je ne sais quoi. Regardless, we went on a diet, but I decided this year, we don't usually eat out on Valentine's Day, but I decided this year, I thought about it a week ahead. I thought I'm going to go on Open Table and see what's available, and we'll have one extra cheat day that week because it's Valentine's Day. So I got us a reservation at this restaurant that we haven't been to in probably 3 years. And I realized something about myself. So we go to this restaurant Valentine's evening, and it's in a house. It's in a fairly small, I would almost call it a cottage. It's in a house that's been converted to a restaurant, and they've probably squeezed 20 tables into this space the size of, like, I don't know. I'm going to say a living room, and then Tim in Alaska is not going to know what I'm talking about because his living room is the size of like a church or something. But they squeeze these tables into the side like of a size of a normal person's living room. And so you go in and you're crowded. They don't have a host station. You go in the front door. You feel like you're intruding in someone's house because, I mean, like I said, it's literally a house. They don't have a host station, so you have to walk up to the bar. So you have to walk through all of these tables and walk up to the bar and say, hey, we're here. We have a reservation. You know, that's the first thing. But I learned something about myself. I don't like small restaurants. For some reason, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if when we're on a vacation or something, I have no problem. But for some reason, when we're in Arkansas and we go in these tiny restaurants, they're either empty and we're the only customers in there, or they're super, super packed because they're so small and they try to squeeze as many people in there as possible. And I don't normally care. Like when we're in San Diego, we'll eat at restaurants and I won't think anything of it. So I have no idea. But I have this anxiety, like literal anxiety. I walk in and I feel like all these eyes on me, like they're going to be watching me eat or something. And I don't think it's a gay thing. Like I think they're going to be homophobic. I mean, at least I don't think that, but I'm not 100% sure. It could be. But so we go in and we sit down. And of course, not only is it small, which I already have an issue with, but it also is super packed, which again, and then the other thing is that we are sitting facing the restrooms, actually the restroom. It's so small, there's one restroom and that's it. And Mark, people kept going in there and Mark didn't like, they would accidentally leave the bathroom door open. And so he'd be staring at a toilet. And for some reason, it wouldn't have bothered me. So every time someone came out of the bathroom and didn't shut the door behind them, he would get up, walk over to the bathroom, shut the door, and come back and sit down. And so I learned, you know, one thing about myself was that I'm not even sure, I'm going to have to talk to a therapist and find out, okay, why do I have a problem with, you know, small spaces in restaurants that are either packed or empty. If there were just a few people in there, you know, I think I would be okay with it. But either packed or empty, because if you're empty, you feel like you're like the wait staff and the cook and the owner and everyone, they're like all eyes focused on you. Like it's just you, you know? And then if it's packed, then you feel like all the customers are like just like crowding you in and like watching every bite that you take, and you feel like you can't talk very loud because they're going to hear everything. And I don't know, maybe I'm just there's something wrong with me. There is something wrong with me, and I'm not sure what it is. But we ate, you know, the food was, I remember the food being really good, and this is why I selected this restaurant. But I'm gonna say the food was just so. In fact, here's something that Joe Batanz always makes fun of me for. And if you're new to this show and I'm just mentioning these names like you're supposed to know them, they're just, anytime I mention a name, just think it's some other podcaster in the Pride 48 community that I know, and that's fine. That's all you need to know. But he makes fun of me because I visited him once in California and I made a big deal about the fact that you need to order the appetizer, let them go away for a few minutes, come back, and then order your entree to make sure that the appetizer comes out before the entree comes out. Because that's the whole point of an appetizer. You're supposed to eat the appetizer and then get the entree. That's the whole thing. And Joe Batanz makes fun of me because he says, of course, Adam, it's a restaurant. They know that. You don't have to plan out your ordering strategy so that the restaurant gets it right. But he doesn't know. He doesn't order food in Northwest Arkansas. He doesn't do it. So he doesn't know. And he always makes fun of me for this. So we're in this restaurant. It's a fairly nice restaurant. And so we order, I decide, okay, we're going to order everything at once. So we order the appetizer and we order the food. And so they bring the appetizer and we're not even halfway done with the appetizer. And then Mark sees them put two plates on the little stand and he says, that's our food. Well, then the waiter looks and sees that we're not done with our appetizer. Now, in their defense, they didn't bring us the food, but they put it over on this table with no heat lamp or anything, just sitting out. And so when we finished, then I felt rushed. I felt like, oh my God, I got to finish the appetizer because the food's going to be cold when it gets here. And so sure enough, the food got to us and it was lukewarm at best. And so, you know, but it was fine. The food was okay. It wasn't as good. And for those of you who are joining the chat room I am on the stream at a time when Cocktails and Cream Puffs is supposed to be on. And so if they are streaming, I'm going to have to drop off. I was hoping they would join the chat room and let me know. So if one of you is Joey, let me know. Cause I only have maybe, I don't know, less than 10 minutes left. So maybe 8 minutes or so left. So let me know if Joey is trying to get on the stream, or if one of you wants to message Joey real quick and make sure, that'd be great. But anyway, so, cause I will drop it immediately. I don't want to hog in on his time. So we did that, you know, it was okay. No big deal. And I don't know if it was worth cheating on my diet though for, and I didn't weigh on Saturday because I'd had an extra cheat day. So I didn't want to depress myself. The only other thing that I've been doing, and Baron, here's another name from the Pride 48 community. Baron Frosty is going to make fun of me for this as well, being a 1% or something, but I've been buying several things on Amazon. So I decided I'm going to start making a few videos, some how-to videos and a welcome video for the Pride48.com website. And if you're going to make a video, I've already got a light ring, a diva ring. You know, I've got a Canon camera. I don't remember what the Canon, whatever it is. It's a nice one, but I can't remember the name of it. I have that, but I don't have a working teleprompter. So I went on Amazon.com. And I decided I'm going to buy a teleprompter. So I found a teleprompter that was reasonably priced, air quotes, reasonably. And I bought that. Well, then Mark and I, for Christmas, we're going to buy ourselves a soundbar with a wireless surround sound setup. So while I was on Amazon, I thought, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and buy this wireless setup as well. And then I also thought, well, we need some stands for the back speakers. For the surround sound. Well, then I saw this article that said that Nintendo, the Nintendo Classic Mini that has come out recently, that they're not gonna keep making it. And everyone was so scared that they're not gonna keep making it. And so I got scared and I even put a post on Facebook and I was like, hey everybody, If you have any Nintendo Classic Minis in your area, they're going to stop selling them. Buy it for me and I'll pay you back. Well, I didn't even wait a day and then I couldn't even be patient. So I went on Amazon and I bought one that was $100 more than the original price of the Nintendo Classic. Now, my luck, they're going to start producing these en masse and they're going to be all over the place and you're going to be able to find them everywhere. And I've just wasted my money. So I bought that and I just now I'm trying to just kind of hold off because there are three or four more things that I'd really like to buy, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying not to to go overboard. So the other day I set up the wireless, the soundbar and everything. I've got the teleprompter set up, so I'm all ready to make my video that up. So there's Joey. So I'm gonna be using that. Now I'm flustered because I didn't know if Cocktails and Cream Puffs was gonna be on, and now he's joined and I'm on the stream. So Joey, if you're ready to go, I will drop off now. Just say something in the chat room, and I will click disconnect as soon as you tell me. I don't even know if he's listening, but let me know and I'll click disconnect. I promise. So I bought all these things. I set up the soundbar and I set up the teleprompter. And I've just got to set up the stands for the speakers and that'll all be done. Oh, there's one other thing though. They can't hear you because you're not connected. So I'm going to drop off the stream, guys. If I can find it. Let's see. So I dropped off the stream. I'm flustered now because I'm trying to stream and do this at the same time. So anyway, so I did all of that. Now there's one other thing. I don't think that I'm going to do this, but as I said, I've been doing this show in February, in the last episode, and the pianist for the show is, she, instead of using sheet music, she has an iPad Pro, and it's, these iPad Pros are about the same size as a sheet of music or a regular 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And so she loads all of her music in that. And there's a pen and you can write on the music and you can, and all that kind of stuff. And then, and you can do it. And I'm salivating over this because I used to do this on a little, iPad, like the original iPad, but it's smaller. And the music, I guess I have old eyes. And so, you know, I could not see the music. And so I, you know, thought about getting one, but I don't know. I think if I do that, because they're so expensive, I think that I'll just, I think that what I'm going to do is just get an Android tablet. There's a Galaxy tablet, like the Galaxy Tab or something like that, that's a lot less expensive. And it's roughly the same size. And if all I'm going to use it for is for music, then I don't see a reason for spending all the money for the iPad. So you know, there's that. I'm going to play a voicemail that I got. And you guys can email me at 229-234-7587. And I believe this is the call for the celebrity death phone. So let's have a listen to this.
G'day, Adam. It's RT Cruiser. I don't know if it's going to be the celebrity death phone or just Adam's death phone or whatever it's going to be called. But anyway, actor Richard Hatch, the original Apollo from Battlestar Galactica, dead at 71. Okay, bye.
Richard Hatch. Ta-da! I don't have the soundboard at the moment. That's why I couldn't play the call music either. But yeah, thanks, RT Cruiser, for calling in. You're the first geeky gay celebrity death phone entry. For Richard Hatch, I never watched that, but I watched a little bit of the reboot of Battlestar Galactica, and it was all right, but I never watched the original one, so I didn't know exactly who that was. But if you guys, if any celebrity dies, so I'm gonna explain the contest. So you can't kill the celebrity. If you've never listened to Dubious Intent, if you have, you know the rules. But basically, if a celebrity dies, you call in 229-234-7587, and you basically just tell me that that person died. You can give us a little bit of trivia about the person. You can, whatever you want to do. But if you're the first person to call in for that celebrity, then your name gets entered into a contest. And I put $2 into a hat. And I haven't determined when we're going to actually draw. Usually we did it at Pride 48, but Pride 48, the live streaming is going to be this summer, and that's going to be too soon. We won't have enough money in the pot. So I don't know. It may be next year, but whenever we draw it, whoever's name gets drawn wins every bit of money that's in the pot. So the first entry into the official Geeky Gay Celebrity Death Phone is going to be, of course, it's going to be RT Cruiser who was it? Richard Hatch? Richard Hatch, I believe. So congratulations, RT Cruiser. And so you guys can call in and do that. So that's really the last two episodes. I kind of went over everything that I've done for the past month. And I'm going to remind everyone, if you haven't called in yet or emailed me, to let me know what I need to be doing in San Diego. It's mostly going to be, especially if you know any good gay bars, especially that have naked men or anything like that, let me know about that because, you know, I'm all about that. And normally I can take Mark to those kind of bars and then, you know, get him a little tipsy and then convince him to go up and tip someone. And one time in Puerto Rico, I convinced him. He got a little tipsy, and it wasn't even I don't even know that this was a strip club, but it was a club, and the bartender was very scantily clad. And he would get up on the bar and stuff, and he had on basically a jock strap or something. And so at one point he took out his package, we'll say, and he proceeded to get the package hard. And then I convinced Mark to rub on it and do all of this stuff and, you know, naughty, naughty, naughty stuff. But Auntie Vera, if you're listening, I did not do that. It's only for comedic effect that I'm saying that. But so who knows? But if you guys know of anything fun, I also like a good massage. So if you know of any good spas in San Diego where you can go and get a massage and they have a hot tub and they have a steam room and they have, you know, all of that kind of stuff, let me know. But you can call in or email, whatever you want to do, and let me know what we need to be doing while we're in San Diego. Because otherwise, all I'm going to do with my poor boyfriend is we're going to go and we're going to see whales, which will be perfectly fine with me. I would love to see whales. And I think it's like, I don't know, blue whales or humpback whales are migrating right now. So I think we're going to see these big, humongous whales, assuming that the boat trip doesn't get canceled. Who knows? All right. Well, my schedule's a little bit weird, so hopefully I'll get another couple of episodes out next week. But I don't know the exact day or time. But in March, hopefully we'll go back to the normal Thursday, Monday, or something like that, whatever it was. But for more information on the show, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call either just to say hi or to call for Celebrity Death Phone, 229-234-7587. And you can find a bunch more podcasts, LGBT, GLBT, and GLBT friendly, over at pride48.com. Until next time, I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.